When waves travel from one medium to another, their speed and wavelength change, but their frequency stays the same. Speed and wavelength change. The speed of a wave changes when it travels from one medium to another. The wavelength of a wave also changes when it travels from one medium to another. The speed and the wavelength are directly proportional. If the speed doubles, the wavelength doubles. If the speed halves, the wavelength halves. Frequency is unchanged. The frequency of the wave does not change because the source is producing the same number of oscillations or vibrations per second. Waves can be reflected, refracted, absorbed and transmitted at the boundary between one medium and another. A wave's speed can change when moving from one medium to another. If the wave crosses to the new medium at an angle that is not 90 degrees, the change in the wave's speed will cause the direction of the wave's motion to change and the wave will appear to bend. This is called refraction. Reflection happens when a wave hits a flat surface, which is called a plane, and bounces off. When waves meet some materials, the energy is absorbed by the material. For example, when light falls on a matte black surface, most of the energy is absorbed. Transmission is when a wave carries on traveling through a different medium. This often leads to refraction. Let's take a closer look at the reflection of light by a plane. The angle of incidence is the angle between the incident, or incoming, light ray and the normal. The normal is a line at 90 degrees to the plane. The angle of reflection is the angle between the reflected light ray and the normal. Law of reflection. The law of reflection states that the angle of incidence is equal to the angle of reflection. In equation form, theta I equals theta r. Light is refracted when it travels from one medium to another and changes speed. Optically dense materials. If light slows down as it enters a new medium, this medium is more optically dense. When light enters a more optically dense medium, it is refracted closer to the normal. This means that the angle of refraction is smaller than the angle of incidence. Less optically dense materials. If light speeds upon entering a new medium, this medium is less optically dense. The light is refracted further from the normal. The angle of refraction is larger than the angle of incidence. The angle of refraction is the angle between the refracted light ray and the normal. More optically dense material. When light enters a more optically dense medium, it is refracted closer to the normal and the angle of refraction is smaller. Less optically dense. When light travels from one medium to a less optically dense medium, it is refracted further away from the normal and the angle of refraction is larger.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!